Are we recording? Oh, sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Adam Friedland Show. Politics, gossip,
philosophy.
Yeah. We're adding philosophy to the show.
There's going to be a philosophy section.
Entertainment news. Today on the Adam Friedland Show. What the fuck? Today on the Adam Friedland Show. God damn it. I wanted to I was just going to read through New York Post headlines.
You can.
While the song was playing.
You can run it back.
Yeah, okay. So, because I got to figure out that timing.
Just play the theme.
Should we start it over and then. No.
I mean, it's fine. We're figuring out the show.
So this part will play.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Adam Friedland Show. News, politics, entertainment news, the Emmys. Today on the Adam Friedland Show, a video shows the heartbreaking moment boat capsizes in the Hudson River, leaving two dead.
Oh.
An ex-con who went on the lam thanks to soft-on-crime New York City judge busted in Puerto Rico. And a dad abandons his son, 5, at school after discovering that he's not his father.
Yeah, in China.
In China.
It was in China.
China news.
In China news.
New York Post brings...
A father has abandoned his son in school for 5 days.
New York Post reminding you that in case you think China good, there's at least one bad father in China.
Who abandoned... Out of billions.
Yeah.
Yes, after finding out that it was not his biological son.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
That's like cracking open a cookie and you get somebody else's fortune.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm trying to open the Google Doc, the monologue. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right.
My phone.
I think maybe froze. We need to find a sweet spot where I can prepare all the monologue jokes for you, but you don't have trouble reading them.
Yeah.
Because if we can find a way where...
Well, we need a teleprompter.
We need a teleprompter, but...
We need everything spelled out phonetically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Especially these damn, you know what kind of names.
Do we got names in there?
No, we don't.
The the news of the day. The news of the day.
First.
The news of the day. Day news.
Nice.
Thanks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Adam Friedland Show. I'm your host, Adam Friedland, a South African man.
And I'm your...
What?
Well, and I'm here.
And this is my producer and best friend, Nick Mullen, everybody. And, give it up for him. Let's do an applause.
Thanks.
I don't know why they're laughing at you.
I don't have applause. There's only 3 buttons on the soundboard.
Well, the laugh is like an applause.
I can either I can play the intro again, or we can do the beep.
Yeah.
Once we got we'll tell people later. But we got surprising things coming.
We got a lot of surprising things coming. Nick and I had a big 2 days.
We had a big 2 days,
and we're pretty stoked on it.
Honestly, for real.
I mean, for real, we're gonna do something fun and cool that we are genuinely excited about. But at the very least,
we can promise you this: it'll be about the same quality as this, except it'll be way more expensive.
So we're about to spend so much.
We're about to spend
all of our money,
a very funny amount of money, on doing basically what we already do for free with zero overhead.
Yeah, yeah. a business that is constantly growing that we have absolutely no reinvestment in over the last 6 years.
A product that's been declining for years and just lost a third.
I mean, weight-wise, 50%, you know?
Oh, weight-wise, probably 75%.
Probably 75%.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways.
Before we get to that, the news, right, guys?
The news of the world today, now.
A South African man isn't having a very good day, mate, after drinking.
Let's try that again. Just sorry, real quick. But yeah.
A South African
man. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to just I'll just write these, and then if it's going to be a struggle to read them.
Did I fuck that up already?
Yeah, you said.
I said all the words.
You didn't fuck it up. We'll work together and figure out how to make it more clear. But it's a South African man.
I slur my words.
No, okay. So I don't want to critique you on air, but
keep it going.
A South African man isn't having a very good day, mate.
Yeah.
You read it as a South African man isn't having a very good day, mate.
I said good day, mate?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That was a bad read.
Let's start from the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
A South African man isn't having a very good. Oh, shit.
It's all right.
Because you said it was in my head. Okay, yeah, a South African man isn't having a very good day, mate, after drinking an entire bottle of Jägermeister and dying shortly thereafter. The paramedics tried to revive him, but had trouble getting his blood alcohol percentage down under 0.20. I think I grew into that one.
Jägermeister killing a South African. That's probably the first time Germans killed. Last time Germans were in Africa. Something about them being in the desert. It's dry. Last German in Africa.
I thought you were making.
The Desert Fox.
Yeah.
Something about the North Africa campaign in World War II.
Yeah, that could be a good thing to put in there.
Joke wise, maybe we could have gone that direction. I think relying on like wordplay, if it's going to be like a prompter issue. You know,
a South African man isn't having a very good day, mate.
Yeah.
After drinking an entire bottle of Jägermeister and dying shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Guys, we're still in our test phase.
We're still practicing.
This is still practice.
It's also full disclosure, there's been a heat wave the last 2 days.
And Nick and I have been walking around for commercial real estate.
And we found it.
And we did find it.
We found the perfect spot.
It is pretty sick. It's going to be really sick.
This is going to be good. So soon we'll be not necessarily abandoning this format, but once the nuts and bolts stuff are done, we can really focus on, you know, not starting the show and saying we'll figure out the Ernst Rommel connection on the fly.
No. I mean, we're staffing the fuck up. We're gonna have a lot of, you know, we're gonna get the Sweater Brothers back in the back in the writer's room.
A South African man isn't having a very good day, mate, after drinking an entire bottle of Jägermeister and dying shortly after.
Yeah, that's good.
Jägermeister, the famous Nazi drink. Mm-hmm. Jägermeister, which means...
Jägermeister, once again making a splash in Africa.
Once again making a splash.
Germany once again making a splash in Africa for the first time since the Desert Fox Rommel.
How about this?
Yeah.
This is the first time that a black person has died from shots not fired by the police.
Okay.
Not the first time a black person has been killed by shots that didn't come out of a police officer's gun.
Yes, that's true. That would be good. Kimmel would do that, I think.
Yeah, okay.
We've been watching a lot of Kimmel monologues.
An African man isn't having a very good day, mate, after drinking an entire bottle of Jägermeister and dying shortly after.
Yeah.
This marks the first time a black man's been killed by shots that didn't come out of a police officer's gun.
Uh-huh. That's pretty good.
I guess they shoot each other too.
Yeah. What about black shots on black shots crimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good question, Nick.
Mm-hmm. The Black Lives Matter movement seems to be oddly silent after an African man drank himself to death with Jägermeister. Where's the parade? Where are the protests for that?
Yeah. Protesting the man for killing himself. Yeah. He, in many ways, he is like the what's the guy's name? Derek Chauvin.
Yeah.
To his own George Floyd, you know?
What are their signs?
What do you mean?
What do they say? What do the signs say at Black Lives Matter protests?
Be
like the pro said, well, how about a Black Lives Matter protest for the guy that was killed by Jägermeister?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, say his name. That's one of the things they say.
Say his name.
Say his name. Black Lives Matter.
Uh-huh.
What's something that's kind of
hands up, don't shoot.
Hands up.
Don't
take another shot.
Don't take another shot of Jaeger.
Hands up, don't shoot that Jaeger. Hands up, don't shoot that Jaeger.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Hands up, don't shoot.
I can't breathe.
Because I'm dead.
Yeah.
From downing.
From drinking too much Jägermeister.
From drinking too much Jägermeister.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. Are you guys enjoying this at home? I think. Oh, yes,
truth
they
be
are.
Told, I have no idea. I'm enjoying it.
That's all that matters, dude.
But people seem to hate when I have a good time.
No, people want you to have a good time.
I think the people dislike it when I have a good time, but
people
they really
like it
dislike.
When the show is about having a good time.
Yeah. I mean, anyways, I'll try my best. Jägermeister, let's see. Is there more content there? The Jägermeister Black Lives Matter protest.
Uh-huh.
Black. Well, isn't there a bar that got in trouble for Black Olives Matter? What the fuck? Who's drinking Jägermeister? That shit is disgusting. The only time I ever had it was at a stripper's birthday party, yeah. A retired stripper's birthday party.
Oh, she was retiring.
Yeah, it was this old lady with these long tits. Yeah, it's like a cake
you know
song.
Her?
Boom, ba-da-da-dum.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an old bitch with some
long titties. Yeah.
I don't know. David James in Austin booked me and Chris Cubis for it, and it was at their house in South Austin.
Yeah.
And I was just in the garage. I did a set, and they had a spotlight for some uh-huh. reason, so it just blinded you while you stood at, like, you know, eye level in the garage. And the party had been all night, so we'd just been getting fucking trashed at this guy's house.
Yeah.
And I barely remember the set, but I asked for a beer on stage, and somebody just threw it at my head, and it kind of just bounced off my head.
Oh, like you got like a concussion.
Yeah, I got dinged, and then I picked it up, and it had created like a pinhole. Like
it was like spraying.
So it was spraying, so yeah. That's all I remember.
It was kind of like your stone cold moment.
Yeah, I almost died by Jägermeister that night. I almost had the South African curve. What are some of the other South African things? Afrikaans. Afrikaans of beer. Afrikaans drive after drinking too much. The guy said
Afrikaans drive.
Yeah.
After drinking an entire bottle of Jägermeister because I'm dead.
Yeah. And see you later, folks.
Yeah,
he said, and see you later, folks, after killing himself with Jägermeister.
That's pretty good.
Tonight, 16 candles at 8 p.m. on AMC. Sorry, that just popped up on the TV. Okay, sorry, folks. We're getting way off track here. I thought maybe we'd let you into the process. The next couple of months, you're going to be, if you sign up for the Patreon, we're changing the Patreon tiers. In fact, I'll do it right now.
What are you changing it to?
If you go to patreon.com, for now it's still just patreon.com/cumtown. The former tiers are just, we're changing them. So let me see.
What if someone gives us, we'll come up with a number.
No, the numbers are staying the same. We're just changing the names.
No, but I have another idea.
Mm-hmm.
If someone gives us a certain number, they get like an EP credit on the show. Like, their name will go into the credits.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what the fuck is this? This is so funny, dude. There's, like, this section on Patreon of, like, manage and track what you give your patrons. And this is, like, it says I owe patron stickers to people. I have no idea what this is.
Sorry about the stickers, guys.
Yeah, if you were to do a sticker.
Uh-huh. Should I go back to the monologue?
So here we go.
Go back to that.
The premium episodes, we're retitling that. You're now, if you pay $5 a month, you're now a production assistant.
Yeah. This is exact. I was on the same page here. Production assistant. Yeah.
Sorry, can you keep talking?
$10 a month, best boy.
Well, hold on. Can you keep talking while I just ruin it? Sorry.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know what? Look, I'm changing the peers. $5 a month, production assistant. We'll knock out the $15 one. I don't know what the fuck the point of that is. The other one, there was never any really other tiers. $5 a month, you get everything.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll do a higher up one.
Yeah.
Like 10, 15. And then you're an associate producer on the show.
Yeah.
You submit monologue topics.
Yeah.
And for $50 a month, you then become a...
executive producer.
What I'm thinking, for $50 a month, you become a State Department liaison.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And you can email in ideological direction for the show.
Yeah.
But it has to come from a .gov email.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're discarding it.
Exactly.
And then for $300 a month, Beijing Politburo, then we'll take, you know, Chinese,
exactly, ways to undermine the American Empire.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to incorporate Chinese communist propaganda,
yes,
or Chinese state-affiliated media,
yeah,
for $300 a month, we'll fill the show with all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
We'll say Taiwan's not a country.
Like a video of a 2-year-old that's like really good at cooking.
We'll edit out the thing we said in the New York Post about the Chinese dad that, you know, mm-hmm, found out that his son is a different Chinese.
No, yeah, it's bullshit.
We'll get that rid of the story.
It didn't exist.
Whatever you want. But again, it's got to come from a Chinese email. But for now, we're just changing the name of this thing.
We'll it has to be like from .china or whatever the email is.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to the monologue?
Yes, back to the monologue. Sorry, but it's not letting me change.
Okay, we'll figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to do it. Don't worry. An alleged thief dressed as Spider-Man clubbed and robbed a woman after she requested a photo. Sounds like he Peter parked her ass in the emergency room.
Sounds like he Peter parked her ass in the emergency room.
That's pretty good.
And then we wanted a follow-up for this joke.
Yeah.
So alleged thief dressed as Spider-Man, clubbed and robbed a woman.
Okay.
Police caught up to him and asked him why he did it.
Right.
And he said, what is Spider-Man's?
Great power comes great responsibility.
That's one line from that movie.
He does like a...
Yeah. The assailant, they asked him why he did it, and he looked at them and then a kind of like a stoned Tom Myers way.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of a, Mary Jane made me do it. And he was high on
he
weed.
Must have been a total pothead.
He was a pothead. Mary Jane is also the girlfriend.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
And,
yeah, no, no, I got it. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Mary Jane made me do it, man.
These are good jokes, man.
Yeah, dude, I love doing
these. These are good jokes.
This is the dream.
All right. A Georgia woman has been left paralyzed after a cervical... That is pretty funny. Mm-hmm. After a cervical spine adjustment resulted in four
now,
severed...
Can we stop this one and start over? This one, try to nail, please.
Okay. All right.
You know, no pressure, but I think this one's fun.
Okay.
All right. And we're coming off hot after the Spider-Man.
It can't
thing.
Be like a dead crab.
Yeah.
A Georgia woman has been left paralyzed after a cervical spine adjustment resulted in four severed arteries in her neck. This news is devastating, is a devastating blow to the Americans with Disabilities lobby, as they had only just recently paved the way for mentally disabled people to become chiropractors.
I kind of wanted to just leave it as Georgia woman's been left paralyzed after visiting a chiropractor. They interviewed
cervical spine adjustment. Like, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's superfluous.
Well, I didn't want to repeat. I have a thing about repeating words.
Yeah, in a 2-sentence joke, you shouldn't repeat words.
Georgia woman has been left paralyzed after a neck adjustment resulted in severed arteries in her neck. It's I didn't want to put that in there. And then also, which fucked me up with this one is the Americans with Disabilities lobby. I didn't want to say mentally disabled again. You know, I just wanted it to be, I wanted it to be a thing where
disabilities lobby and mentally disabled.
Yeah. The problem is that all of the advocacy groups for mentally disabled people, they still have the old school names. So the real ones are all like the Association of Retarded Retards for America, America's Retarded Children and Mongoloid Moron.
They still have those names.
Yeah, they just kept the acronym. Because they like the ARC is still called the ARC, the Association of Retarded Citizens, but they got now it's just the ARC.
No way.
Yeah, it's half the McDonald's logo.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, that's you learn something every day.
Yeah.
Wait, what was another direction we were talking about? It was like, oh, the Lenny angle.
It's still the Lenny angle. It's
right.
Still a mentally
disabled
person.
You're going the Lenny angle, but you're not directly referencing the fact that the mentally disabled chiropractor.
A Georgia woman has been left paralyzed after a cervical spine adjustment resulted in 4 severed arteries in her neck. After interviewing the chiropractor, they interviewed the chiropractor and asked him what happened, and he said, you know, when are we going to pet the rabbits, George?
Yeah.
Some indication that it was a mentally retarded man that snapped her neck.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the next one.
A mother has been shamed for putting her baby in heels on TikTok, but it was actually a viral marketing campaign for the new John Travolta and Kirstie Alley movie, Look Who's Getting Their Penis Cut Off. That's pretty good.
Alternatively, Look Who's Taking Hormones.
Look Who's Taking Hormones,
Yeah. A trans baby movie. A lot of the listeners of this show are younger. They're not familiar with Look Who's Talking. Which was a movie where they just made a baby talk.
Could the adults hear it, or is it just the audience?
I think it was just babies talking to each
other.
Oh,
the babies could talk to each other.
Because the whole premise is the babies are being, you know, kind of sexually abused the whole time.
I thought the babies want to get like Kirstie Alley and John Travolta to fuck each other.
No, I think they voiced the baby.
They did?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I thought they were trying to parent trap the adults.
No, the parents are Tom Selleck and Paul Reiser.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's two gay men. It's Paul Reiser and Tom Selleck.
Wow.
And the baby is voiced. We'll pull up the video.
Yeah. Put it on?
Just
pull it up.
Look who's talking. I lost the fucking cord.
Yeah, look who's talking, taking hormones now. Because it's talking and taking.
Yeah.
That's good. But look who's getting their penis cut off, I think is also very funny.
Yeah, I think it works.
I think they both work.
Yeah. Look who's talking trailer. Let's get to the bottom of this, folks.
Because we don't remember.
We don't quite remember.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
TriStar Pictures.
It's the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah, try starring in a movie if you're a black person in America.
Yeah, that's true. Especially in those days. Yeah.
They ain't got a single damn on the payroll.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Just a reminder, the show is a Democratic, it's sort of a center
mainstream Democrat.
It's a center left socially liberal.
Uh-huh. Economically conservative.
Socially liberal.
Yeah.
What's it called where you're like liberal, but the second you're inconvenienced by anything, you become like a racist?
A Karen?
Sort of, yeah. Like socially where it's like, you know, Black Lives Matter, like as long as they keep their, they don't lean
they
on
don't
my
talk
car.
Talk so loud.
Yeah, they're quiet.
Stop, don't raise your voice.
The Black Lives
Matter. You're screaming at me, sir.
Yeah, that don't interrupt.
You're scaring me.
Don't interrupt my viewing of the Yaya Sisterhood with loud questions or flapping their lips while you eat popcorn.
Yeah. Asking the theater manager to call the police.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Bringing your own laser pointer to shine at black women that are causing a problem in the movie theater. But otherwise, you know, you watch The View.
Yeah, reporting them for bringing Tupperwares of their own food into the theater because it's not fair to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wanted to do that, but you chose to follow the rules.
Yeah. I guess the politics of the show are harassing black women with laser pointer liberals. If I had to describe it. If that's a kind of politics that we have.
I think so, yeah.
We're very progressive.
Right.
But we got 100-watt green dot lasers.
Oh, yeah.
That NASA are, type shit.
Yeah, yeah. We're driving through. We're driving near bad neighborhoods, yeah. and we're shining it recklessly in yeah. there.
And these laser pointers are not street legal.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah. You know? We got them off the dark web.
We bought them from a nerd.
We bought them from a real nerd.
We got these from a nerd. These are nerds.
Yeah, we got them from a real nerd. A real bitch-ass nerd, you yeah. know? You know what I'm saying?
What is today?
Today is Wednesday, the 13th.
These ad reads really dried the fuck up in the middle of the summer. I didn't book anything.
Oh, the ads are coming back, though.
Yeah, they do. Starting in September, we're booked to the rest of the year.
I mean, I think we might even kick them off the payroll, because we're planning on some big, big, big contracts.
Yeah, we'll go to the ad reads after the monologue. That was funny, the thing about the nerd.
That was pretty good. No, I had fun with it.
Who did we buy this laser pointer from? Peter Parker?
Yeah, we bought it from a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the monologue. Mm. Yeah, get a little laugh in the monitor.
Yeah, I thought this... how about the Spider-Man criminal guy?
They're okay, like, let's go back.
Yeah, it's like Peter Parker, more like Peter Rosa Parkser.
Rosa Parks her ass in the hospital.
Rosa Parks her ass in the hospital, yeah.
So should we run that from the top?
No, I think that, yeah. I was thinking, yeah. What would Black Spider-Man be? Venom? Isn't that what Venom is? He's Black Spider-Man?
I think he's just Spider-Man with like a nasty tongue and a bad attitude.
Yeah, I'd watch the movie. I loved it.
I heard it was good.
Dude, yeah, I think I watched it when I had COVID or uh-huh. my eye was, I think it was my eye was real bad.
Oh, so you watched it one eye.
Yeah.
You got, your perception was all off.
You know, too. Sometimes when you're real, like, vulnerable, and it's kind of like, you just need some, like, you need, like, comfort.
You want a little crap. No, I watch Entourage. That's when I need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want that world.
Yeah.
It just feels nice. The stakes could not be lower.
The webbed, what do they call them?
The Web Crusader.
Yeah. Oh, a woman was assaulted by a Black Spider-Man, also known as the Dark Web.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
She's after being beaten up by a black man dressed as Spider-Man, she said, "Oh, I now know why people are always complaining about the Dark Web." I didn't know what that was until Black Spider-Man beat me up.
I think that's the one.
Yeah.
Now I know why people...
people are always complaining about the dark web.
Big one. That's a big one. Boom!
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'm liking these writer's room sessions.
Yeah.
She said
NFTs. That's a new technology everyone's mad about. What is that? FaceTime for black people?
That's pretty good.
After being beaten up by a black man dressed as Spider-Man, a woman said, "What's NFTs? FaceTime for black people? What does that stand for? FaceTime?"
What is it? Yeah. I see what you're saying. But what would make getting beaten up make her think about NFT?
Well, the dark web is related to it. Yeah.
Now I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so at first you're like, now I know why people are all up in arms about the dark web.
Yeah, exactly. Or then, cryptocurrencies, but it's CRIPTO currencies.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And that woman would be racist.
That woman would be racist. That one would be full racist, not like the okay kind of racism where you have Obama bumper stickers, but you also got a couple of high-powered laser pointers.
Yeah.
Just in case people need to be pointed out. All right, let's get back to the news here.
Okay. Fox News host Jesse Waters is facing harsh criticism after suggesting the story of a 10-year-old rape victim's abortion was a hoax. Waters' suggestion came shortly before a video surfaced of the young girl on the moon being raped by none other than Bigfoot.
Bigfoot himself.
Himself. Sorry.
I think maybe we need to like kind of maybe speed up the reads a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Fox News host Jesse Waters is facing harsh criticism after suggesting the story of a 10-year-old rape victim's abortion was a hoax. Waters' suggestion came shortly before video surfaced of the young girl on the moon being raped by none other than Bigfoot himself.
That's pretty good.
You know, something like that.
Yeah. The 10-year-old girl had to travel to Indiana from Ohio to get the abortion after being raped last week. Her mother was so horrified by the whole ordeal that she looked at the doctors and said, "Let's just do the 10-year-old also." That's a messed up joke. That's pretty messed up. She didn't actually say that, folks. Don't worry. But the story turned out to be true. Ohio police embarrassed doubtful Republicans after making an arrest in the case this week, taking 27-year-old Gerson Fuentes into custody. Hey, Guillermo, is that guy a friend of yours?
Yes, Jimmy, he is a friend of me. He is my friend because we are both Spanish. We are both Spanish.
Yeah,
we're getting
true.
Guillermo on the show.
We're getting Guillermo.
That's what we were talking about. We wanted to save it just for the Patreon subscribers. Patreon.com/cometown.
Yes.
You can sign up, and we wanted to save it as a big surprise for the Patreon subscribers, but we got our own Guillermo. That's what me and Adam have been doing over the last two
days.
It's
not our own Guillermo. It is the Guillermo from the
Basically
Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Basically indistinguishable. From the Jimmy Kimmel.
He says it's not his name, but I'm pretty sure he's lying.
And once we have that, basically every monologue joke, you can just bail to tiny Mexican guy.
Yeah. Isn't that right, Guillermo?
Yes, it's a very joke is that I am tiny from Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. It's quite funny.
So when you do the joke and it's just about, you say, Donald Trump, what the fuck is this guy he is doing? And it's the joke is just being incredulous.
Yeah.
You just look at Guillermo and say, "Hey, Guillermo, would they let this fucking cocksucker on the taco truck?"
Right.
And I say, "No, they wouldn't."
And that's what the audience wants. Yeah.
It's like the Chewy on Chelsea.
Sorry.
Well, that's it for the monologue for this week. I feel like the monologue was a little hotter this weekend.
We didn't have a monologue. We were just working through it this weekend.
Yeah, that was way better. I think so.
I liked your Burning Man joke.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, that's one Burning Man festival where, what was it, a woman wouldn't get raped?
Maybe. I don't know.
That was pretty good.
I don't know. You know what I mean? My brain is set up always on to the next thing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you get it out, move on to the next thing. Yeah.
Let's throw it away.
It's Amazon Prime Day is here, and the deals are better than ever. Thanks, inflation. Whether you're looking for a new couch or mattress, a restock on your favorite skincare, or even an epic deal for $100 or less, the 48-hour extravaganza is not an event you want to miss. So what the fuck is Prime Day, folks? That's it. Look. So what are the topics for the show? We gotta have segments. So after the
I thought you were doing a read for an ad.
No, that's the one. Oh yeah, I guess we should do that.
Yeah.
It's
I thought it was an Amazon Prime.
No. Based. Sorry, it's not Prime Day. It's Super Speciosa is the superogx.com or getsuperleaf.com. Sorry, getsuperleaf.com. I'm sure, let me see now if they have just fucking weed. They sell kratom leaf, tea powders, and more.
Mm-hmm.
Super Speciosa. It's kratom.
Right. Yeah. It's kratom for your ass.
It's kratom for your ass, made by nature, perfected by us. It's a GMP qualified vendor. Since 2016, we've been perfecting certifiably reliable ways to bring you kratom as it was intended. Unaltered, untouched, uncompromised. They offer uncompromised.
Yeah.
So this is kratom they will never support interracial marriage.
No, I don't know. That means.
I don't know. Well, then what does uncompromised mean?
Uncompromised means that, you know, they'll never cut corners. They're principled in getting you your natural
compromise to
fake heroin
to a permanent end.
Yeah, that could mean that too.
That kind of compromise.
Yeah, but it's uncompromised.
Yeah, very stubborn. It's a stubborn company.
Osama bin Laden has been uncompromised to a permanent end.
I'd like to get Osama that pussy.
That's from the ad read.
Oh yeah. Kratom that says, I'd like to get Osama that pussy. Kratom powder. This is their best seller. It's a natural leaf ground in a fine mix of powder. Kratom capsules, which are a little, you know, it's the powder, but it's in a gel. Kratom tablets is pure kratom leaf pressed. Where are you going? You suck or something?
Untangling my cord.
Kratom tablets, I guess it's the powder pressed into tablets. And kratom tea bags. Yeah. So you can make the tea.
You could dip it in your friend's mouth.
Now, they sent me this stuff. We've used it. It's, it will, I don't know what you're allowed to say.
Nick kind of lost a week.
I lost more than a week.
Was it 2 weeks?
It was a lot of time.
It was kind of an in the couch kind of situation.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a nice week?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it felt good, but I'm surprised this is legal, but it is. They got wholesale.
You'd be surprised it's legal.
You can just buy wholesale amounts of product from them. And you use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20. We're going to try and get those promo codes changed over to the Adam Friedland show.
Yeah.
Or Adam 22 or something like that.
No.
But Adam Friedland show. Adam Friedland, Cumtown or Cumtown 20 is the promo code, and you either get 20% off or like free shipping or something on your first order. Try it out, folks, and if you don't become horribly addicted, good. But I'm telling you, this stuff is, if you're, I don't know what we're allowed to suggest it for, but it definitely works, you know.
It works at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a leaf. It's from Indonesia, mm-hmm. and it does... it. And it does it well.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Damn. Love that song. Okay. So the monologue is over, folks. We're back. It's the back end of the episode, the second half. We gotta figure out segments.
Yeah.
So, the top of the show, were we doing that before the monologue or after?
We typically would do a show introduction where we'd present a theme.
Yeah, so did you pick one for this week?
No, I don't think we did.
It's heat wave, folks. Yep. We're cooking out in New York City. 91 degrees, 120% humidity. It's hotter than it's been since last summer.
Yeah.
And it only means one thing. The climate is changing with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
Some might call it a double puberty. The climate is reaching puberty and its hormones are out of control because it's becoming both genders at once.
Wow.
Mother Nature is becoming Mr. Lady Nature. Imagine not just one, not the angry part of one gender, but both. Uh-huh. Imagine
the worst parts of a woman.
6'4" man, a former Navy SEAL on their period.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening to the environment. But guess what? It's not by choice.
Nope.
This is something that we're doing to it.
We've been raping it.
We're changing the gender of Mother Nature forcibly. Actually, you know what? A more lib way to put it for the show is that we're denying Mother Nature the precious hormones it needs to stay a woman. And it's reverting back to its natural... It keeps regrowing its testicles.
Yeah.
And is reverting back to its masculine, fucked up nature because the SRS pills are being intercepted by our carbon emissions.
That's right.
So today on the Adam Friedland Show, we're taking it to the streets. And we're putting the responsibility on you, individuals, what you can do to stop climate change.
Individually.
Because it's your responsibility.
Yeah.
It's not anybody else. Just like coronavirus, that's your fault.
Uh-huh.
If you get it, that's your fault.
I don't know if we can mention that.
What's that?
I don't know if we can mention.
Oh, we can't.
We can't mention the virus anymore on the show.
Yeah,
Just take that back. Say, I take it back.
I take it back, folks.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
look, society is about shared responsibility.
Uh-huh.
You know, actually, I'll let me guide you through this because we got to. This show topic is going to be climate change and what you can do about it. How it's your fault.
Right. Yeah.
And what you can do about
Adam.
It. No, not you, but
no,
like
the
you're
listener.
The audience.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So, like, this is going to be a thing because sometimes we want to have, like, You're going to have, like, a fun relationship with the audience, but sometimes you're going to have to get tough, especially on social issues.
Yeah, like episodes like...
Like, you know what people love? You know how Howard Stern now, like,
yeah.
he does this thing where he's like, I got $100 million and I've been living in a bunker for the last 25 years.
Right.
And all of my food is delivered to me through, like, a slot.
Yeah.
You know, everything else, there's a microwave that cooks me my Amy's Cuisine meals, and it's delivered to me through a slot.
Yeah.
Through a hand
yeah.
that's got six latex gloves on it.
Exactly.
And no one's allowed to contact me or look at me.
And I have a robot butler.
You know, yeah. I've got Rosie from the Jetsons,
yep.
and I fuck her, and she... I fuck her, and then she cleans my penis with a duster after. I'm that guy. That's me.
That's
Howard
his
Stern.
Life now.
That's Howard Stern. Yeah. But also, he's going to tell society what we need.
Yeah.
Because he's more in touch
he's
with
it. He's going to give the hard truths.
Yeah, he's going to... So that's what we want from you. So
yeah.
Imagine you're Howard Stern, the most beloved entertainer in America.
Yes,
nobody
true.
Could ever criticize...
Behind us, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone, you know, you're Howard Stern, you wake up every day, you know that... literally everyone loves you. They think of Howard Stern, and in your mind, it's still 1993.
Oh yeah, you're the king of all media.
The king of all media.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks you're the one 87-year-old grandma that's cool. You're like if the rapping grannies were real,
uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah.
And now you're not. But now it's time to get real.
Yeah.
And
enough small penis competitions.
Yeah.
You know. Let's grow up for a second.
Yeah.
Enough like making a woman compete for a breast enlargement surgery, you know?
Now it's time for Adam to get real and let these climate bastards, the bastards.
I'm fucking hot.
This one's, yeah. This
and
one's,
I'm hotter than the hot outside.
Yeah.
I'm tight right
you're,
now.
Exactly. You're yeah. hot. You're angry.
Oh, hot.
You're pissed
I'm
off
pissed.
because you got to keep the AC running all the time.
Yeah.
Because some greedy piece of shit
mm-hmm.
in Cleveland.
Some boomers.
Some yeah,
yeah.
Some piece of shit has to drive to his job instead of being carried there by, you know, production assistants.
Yeah. By rickshaws.
Yeah.
By rickshaw PAs.
By white rickshaws, by the way.
By white rickshaws.
We have a rickshaw that takes Adam to the set,
uh-huh.
and every day we hire a new white person to do it and then fire them for cultural appropriation.
I would never hire a minority to be my slave.
No.
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 That would be inappropriate.
We only hire black people. We have a fake position at the company called Boss.
Yeah.
Where we hire black people for that.
Yeah.
And
B-A-W-S.
Yeah. B-A-W-C-E.
Yeah, Bouse.
Yeah, Bouse. and we hire, and
uh-huh.
so every black person that works for this company is technically the boss.
On the masthead.
Yeah.
They're above us,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have any say over any of the topics on the show.
They have a lot of say.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Basically,
we kind of just give them the office and the nameplate.
Is that what you want to do?
No, that's
not your call. I mean, I don't.
No, that's not, I don't. I was just kidding. I don't want to really actually do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's inappropriate.
Should we hire any minorities or?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
want me to check them out first to make sure that they're not going to like be a problem?
Like a background check?
Yeah. You know, make sure they've never, let's say, gotten a Spider-Man costume, per se.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe give them, like, a lie detector. Or,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Does that work on
maybe
them?
Maybe do a 23andMe and make sure they're not lying about, like, kind of a Dolezal situation.
Oh, yeah, that'd be interesting. Did they ever give Rachel Dolezal a lie detector test?
No, I don't think she ever... agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they gave her a 23andMe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what came back?
No.
Ghana.
Ghana?
No. Yeah.
I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna see if that's true or not.
Have you seen that
did you hear about the African guy that drank too much Jägermeister? Turns out he's a Ghana. Because he died. He's a goner.
He's a Ghana. Yeah. That's kind of like an old borscht belt kind of.
Turns out he's a Ghana.
He's a Ghana.
A 10-year-old girl had to travel to Indiana from Ohio to get the abortion after being raped last week. Her mother was so horrified by the whole ordeal. She looked at the doctors and said, "Let's just do the 10-year-old also."
You know what I'm thinking? You've been giving me good direction on the monologue.
Sure.
I'm thinking, who does the best monologues, right?
You.
We were watching Fallon. Not yet. We're watching Fallon.
Yeah, but you can see it. There's potential there.
There's
you
potential.
Can see it.
Fine. Thank you. I appreciate There's, that.
This is, you know, I see talent, and I know talent.
No, you are a talent evaluator.
And I look at you, and I say, this is a guy who's just, he needs to get out of his own way.
You are riding my ass straight to the top, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we've been watching a lot of late night talk shows, mm-hmm. trying to figure out how to do a monologue.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Anthony Anderson filling in for Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Kind of not very good.
Anthony Anderson filled in for Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Yeah, not very good.
Raising questions as to where Jimmy Kimmel is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is he?
In Israel, perhaps? with
President Biden.
President Biden, who's now doing a damage control tour trying to convince Israelis that they haven't completely lost the war of hearts and minds in America.
Yeah, they're still in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You guys still run the whole damn country. It's only a very small percentage of Democrats that know that this is a genocidal apartheid state.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But we are a mainstream center-left talk show, so mm-hmm. we appreciate everything the president's doing over there.
Yeah.
And
all of our weapons-grade laser pointers were built by the state, by Israeli
tech companies.
Yeah,
they have incredible tech.
Yeah.
Very, the highest.
Oh, you
want to
boycott Israel? Well, yeah. Then maybe you should boycott Desert Eagle guns. Weapons grade laser pointers, computer viruses uh-huh. that get stolen from the government somehow uh-huh. and used to. So yeah. Your credit is if oh you don't like you want to boycott Israel, why don't you boycott your identity being stolen by by Mossad software
yeah.
and your entire retirement yeah. you know whatever.
No, I think you got your point across.
I got my point yeah. across.
And yeah. the worst hummus that in the grocery store.
I don't know. The hummus is pretty good.
Not
that's the
that,
thing.
Not
I don't understand
the
why
Sabra.
The
Sabra's
fucking
trash.
BDS thing. They pick like the only good things Israel
soda
makes
stream,
to boycott.
Pretty sick.
Yeah, exactly.
Soda stream, you can have soda at home. It's
they're
cool.
All their exports are
I
like fucking
seltzer.
Like weapons or computer viruses.
No, we
or,
are not processing those.
Yeah, or like yeah, or fucking. No, it's again. It's like you know, like
seltzer. We're protesting yeah. seltzer.
My job. Uh-huh. The way social change is going to happen is if me personally, or you, the regular working man,
yeah.
makes changes to your already bullshit life.
That's right. That's right.
While fucking Howard Stern takes a private jet to Israel to, you know, mm-hmm. go do his fucking borscht belt comedy for. The SodaStream factory.
Oh my God!
CEO.
I heard he killed though.
He did. Yeah.
I heard he got the whole whack back.
Kevin Sorbo's over there.
Together. What?
Kevin Sorbo's.
Yeah,
over there.
That was that video that Nick Cirelli.
How do you pronounce? I don't think it's Cirelli.
What? Cirelli.
Yeah, Chiraya. It's Italian. It's Chiraya. Chiraya.
Chorizo.
Hey, Guillermo, what do you think about that? You say this
it's,
one?
It's delicious.
Is his name sounds like that?
Anyway.
The topic of the day, climate change and what you can do about it as yeah. an individual.
Right. Well, I just want to go back to what I was saying about monologues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've been watching all these professionals doing it, and we're learning things. And I think, like, you got to ask yourself, who's the best at doing it, right? Yeah. It's not me yet. I'm going to get there. And I appreciate, you know, all the feedback you've been giving me. But really, who's the best in the business is Mr. Bill Maher, right? And the reason he's that good is because there's, like, a smugness to it.
Yeah.
That I don't have the confidence to pull off yet. But
yeah.
I'm working towards just being a real, that shit-eating.
What we want is Bill Maher with Guillermo.
Bill Maher with Guillermo.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you yeah. know.
D- Democrats are getting their panties in a knot over the January 6th commission.
See, that's the best in the biz right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their panties in a knot.
They're getting their raped panties in a knot over the January 6th commission. I'll tell you what I'd like to abort is this entire kangaroo court.
Yeah. The entire Republican Party.
Yeah. Yeah. What is Bill Maher saying about the January 6th? Does he have an opinion on the January 6th?
Oh, he probably thinks it's you know.
He thinks it's bad.
That they're bad.
Yeah,
probably. I watched his special with Brandon Wardell.
Mm-hmm.
He was in town. We watched like the first 15 minutes, but
yeah.
The whole thing is called hashtag adulting, and the whole thing is railing against you know, these phone obsessed TikToking millennials, right? And like the funny thing is that he doesn't realize that Generation Z exists.
Uh-huh.
And, like, millennials are already, like, 55 years old at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 75 years old. And that's, like, the youngest person he can imagine.
Oh, Jesus. It was just Eid al-Adha. I forgot.
It was Eid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the end of Ramadan, the feast.
Yeah, al-Adha.
Yeah. So, Eid Mubarak to all of our...
Yeah.
Muslim listeners.
I'd like to Eid
some pussy.
I guess.
Yeah.
That seems like older format.
Yeah. Let's do it smarter.
Okay, guys, climate change, what you can do
about
it.
Let's go back to climate change. Yeah.
I think Adam would just, if we could get you like more fired up, you're angry. Or do you care about climate change? Do you give a shit, or it's just hot out and you want to be mad at somebody? Because that's kind of what caused slavery, I feel.
Because that it was too hot in the South.
Well, yeah, it's the South.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That you take the heat away, I mean...
They would have paid those guys.
Yeah, climate change caused slavery, basically. So that, in a lot of ways, climate change itself is racist.
Yeah.
Think about where area gets the hottest, Africa.
Okay.
And so anytime when the average temperature goes up 1 degree...
Yeah.
In Africa, it's going up the... You know, I mean...
150, 160.
Yeah. It's like it's probably 200 degrees outside in Africa.
I think about the Africans a lot.
That's why they're so dark.
Come on.
No, I mean, stemming from my same understanding of climate change.
Yeah.
The more they get more sun.
They have more melanin in their skin.
Sure. All right, you don't care about climate change.
No, I do. I mean, I care about climate change. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You know, I want to have kids. You know, what kind of Earth are they gonna inherit?
So that's okay. Maybe that's our angle here.
That's
your concern.
What about the children?
Yes. What about are the kids all right?
Are the kids
are the climate change kids all right? You know, who's not all right is that 5-year-old that's been left at school for 6 days in China.
In China, yeah.
Because his father realized that wasn't his son.
Yeah. Poor kid. Yeah, what do you think he's doing at that school?
Just
sitting there.
Probably learning Chinese.
Learning more Chinese.
Yeah, learning even more Chinese.
Getting even better at Chinese.
Yeah, yeah. Our kids are what? Just fucking... Walking around getting abortions, traveling state lines to get
abortions. Roblox.
Meanwhile, those kids are learning more and more Chinese every day.
Yeah.
And we got nothing on it.
It's true.
That's the future.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those kids over there.
That kid was over there.
They're Chinesing on a 12th grade level.
Oh, my God.
In elementary school.
Yeah. How could we compete?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't even.
I'll tell you what we need to do.
Yeah.
Here's how we solve the crisis of the kids not being all right, mainly due to climate change. We open the borders.
Yeah.
We get a bunch of 5'1" Guatemalan guys.
Guillermos.
We get Guillermos.
Yeah.
And we pretend they're 10-year-old children.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea, Hemi.
Hemi. He likes it. Guillermo.
Hemi, that is a good idea. Thanks, Guillermo.
Thanks, Guillermo.
Yeah. So we get a bunch of Guillermos, and
okay.
We just fill the elementary schools with Guillermos, and, you know, I mean, they're reading, they're fucking writing, they're speaking English in a funny way.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they got
they're
a nice
adults.
Little mustache and a bow tie,
yeah.
And they're pretty fucking good at trumpet.
I would have liked to be a Guillermo.
Show me a Chinese Guillermo.
Show me one.
Where's the Guillermo
Where
of China?
Is the
They don't have that.
They don't.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. What the fuck do they have?
Yeah, they
just
don't have
guys that are good at Chinese.
Yeah.
That's very funny, Wei Xing. That's very true how you say that he's not your son.
Wow, he knows Chinese? Yeah.
What we show me.
That's Chinese gear mode. Doesn't right. exist. Doesn't there's no exist. Way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he's a Uyghur.
A Uyghur?
Yeah, their Chinese gear mode is like a Uyghur that they forced to be, you know. A 5'1" Uyghur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine their gear modes would be like Malaysian or something. Yeah. Okay. Well, what are you passionate about this week that relating to climate change? What's got you fired up? What are your thoughts this week? What have you been emotional about? Walk us through your day.
I don't know. I got mad at my girlfriend.
What do you mean? Well, maybe we'll avoid personal stuff.
No, I cleaned. I cleaned for like 6 hours and she barely said
anything. Like she's mad at you for not cleaning?
I cleaned for 6 hours.
Yeah. Which is something you can do to fight climate change.
Yes.
Clean your room.
That's what
Bucko.
I was doing.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing. And she was just like, it looks good.
Yeah. What looks good?
She said the house looks good, but that was basically all I got.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to get pussy immediately.
You don't just take it? Do you take Mons?
No, I try to fucking. I've been like going on the internet, and there's this thing called acts of service.
Maybe episode next episode topic of the day, spousal rape. Hot topic right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Highly contested.
Yeah.
Does it exist?
Yeah.
Is it a real thing? Or is it anti-religious, sort of anti-Islamic?
Or are the can girls do it?
Can girls rape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can girls rape?
I think women can do whatever they put their minds to.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think we can get a woman to be the boss of this show. We should find a woman to set her up with a job as the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a boss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to get a boss. She's going to get mad at us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be like a female version of the angry black lieutenant in a cop movie.
Well, let's stay on this and let's find
climate change,
and let's find something you're passionate about.
Well, I was saying, you know, it's unfair to the kids. I was saying it's unfair to us. It's so hot outside.
Uh-huh.
I was saying that you know, parts of the earth are going to be uninhabitable. You're sending texts on your...
I had to respond to something work-related.
What do you mean? This is our job.
No, I know, but we're gonna.
It's related to us?
But yeah, business stuff.
What is it?
It's going to go... Okay, so get fired up. We got to get the energy
okay,
up.
All right.
I know it's hot.
Wait.
Folks, we're here. The audience is watching. We got a studio.
Okay,
they're all in studio. We can't fall asleep. I know it's hot out. You want to fall asleep?
Yeah.
We only have 2 hours of work. We have to do a week. So let's stay fired up.
We've been working full days, Nick. Don't put it like this to them.
Yeah, okay. No, I mean me. I mean, I got to stay fired up. Okay. I don't mean you. You're doing great.
Okay, listen. I'm fucking cheesed off.
It's
okay?
If you're low energy, it's because I'm low energy.
Here's the
if
thing.
You are just, I got to get fired up. You need a base. You need me and the black boss to be underneath you. Like getting
amping me up, yelling at me,
amping you up,
yeah. Telling me, God damn it, Friedland,
yeah, exactly.
God damn it, Friedland.
You better get there.
You better get your ass
get on
in
that
gear.
Camera and make Guillermo care about climate change.
You gotta tell Guillermo's ass
in a way that's tell scare his ass so his little Mexican bow tie spin around like a fan.
You gotta tear him a new asshole.
So go into Guillermo.
Okay, so Guillermo, listen. Here's the thing. When the temperature goes up, guess what else goes up?
The ice cream.
Ice cream says go up.
Ice cream go up.
Yes, but what else goes up?
You say the Italian ice, they sell it more?
Yes, Italian ice goes up. What else goes up, Guillermo?
The popsicle, they sell more.
Okay,
popsicles
too, but what else? What is a trend, a societal trend that coincides with rising temperatures?
Inflation.
No, okay, well, no, that's not technically. I think it's because of gas or something. I have no idea what it means.
more emails from Hunter Biden's laptop.
I don't know if that has to do with the weather. Here's the thing.
We find out he does even more with his penis and crack. He has that. The hotter it gets, the more Fox News says that Hunter Biden, we see his penis.
Yeah, it's could be he has to take off more clothes.
Mm-hmm.
No, Guillermo, ride with me on this, okay? Look, follow me. Let me grab your hand. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, when the temperature goes up in American cities and all over this country and all over the world, crime goes up.
What kind of crime? The Spider-Man crime?
Spider-Man-style violent crime.
Mm-hmm. So you say that climate change makes black people do more crime?
It's not only black people.
White people do crime too?
Definitely.
Do you think maybe that the reason crime goes up when it is hot is because it reminds black people that they are not in Africa?
No, that's not. No, that's not what I'm saying.
They get mad.
Guillermo, no, that's not what I'm saying.
They get mad because they have been stolen and they remember.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
And they're saying, damn, I could be and I was supposed to be somewhere else.
No, that's not that. Come on.
Oh.
What I'm saying is there is a statistical correlation between a rise in temperature and a rise in crime. So if we want to keep our cities safe,
yeah,
we want to keep our loved ones safe from these from Spider-Man, Elmos,
we have to get
Pikachus.
Black people air conditioners.
No, it's not about... it's not about... Well, maybe.
We have to buy ice cream for black people.
Well, ice cream would be nice.
So yeah, we're going to fight climate change.
I mean, ice cream for everyone. Everyone loves... ice cream.
Yes.
But the real... You're talking about the symptoms. You're not talking about the root cause. The root cause here...
I love the Simpsons. I love the talk about the Simpsons. I love the Bumblebee mind he has. Because he has the Guillermo of the Simpsons.
That's true.
I guess because if you think the Simpsons, they are Chinese because they are yellow, then Bumblebee man will be the Guillermo of China.
That... You God damn it. Why do we think of that?
Because you didn't ask me. Because you paid me.
Oh, yeah.
You paid me about you.
Because Nick didn't know who the Guillermo of...
You kidnapped me from... You kidnapped
from
me from...
Jimmy.
You kidnapped me from my job.
Oh, so you're not Guillermo Rodriguez from the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
No, I'm Guillermo Castoro, Piñera, Dominguez, y Salvación, de Delicias, y Scrimo, Dashboard Confessional Rodriguez Marinara.
Really?
Is my full name, yes.
Oh, so you just have the same first name?
I have the same first name, yes.
I don't know.
And we have...
I didn't know that there was more than one.
We have the same height and the same number of years belong to us.
And the same mustache.
We have the same... We belong the same mustache.
You have the same years.
We have the same belong years in life.
Yeah.
To me, I have belong... To me, there is 43 years that belongs to me in my life. And that is the same as Guillermo Jimmy Kimmel.
Uh-huh.
But I'm...
But you're not even a man.
You're
just a woman with a mustache.
I'm Guillermo Taylor Thomas, Victoria Coupe de Ville Ice Creamo.
Wow.
Dashboard Confessional Marinara.
Is that a Spanish name?
Yeah.
I forgot about that band.
Yeah, that is my name. Dashboard Confessiones. It was my name from my confirmation.
Yeah.
Yes. Because
Guillermo,
the church in my town was just a 1993 Ford Taurus.
Uh-huh.
So the confession, the whole town would be able to fit in the car.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a Catholic thing.
Yes, and we would go to the confession, you would go into the glove box.
Uh-huh.
Because I could fit in the glove box. And the priest.
Oh, that's like the confessional booth.
That's where the name comes from. And
it's
the
from
band,
being a little band.
The band is... it is Hoste Coincidence.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Have you ever listened to the music of the band?
No, I only listen to... I only listen to a like waltz version of the Super Mario Brothers video game music.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
That's pretty badass.
Mm. I've never played Super Mario Brothers, but I have all of the tattoos of the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Because I thought they were. I thought it was.
Guillermo.
I thought it was my uncle.
You thought it was other. His name was Guillermo as well.
I thought it was my uncle who was beaten to death by chihuahuas.
By the dogs.
The government sent chihuahuas into the town to bite.
Oh, was it in the Chihuahua?
They call it
state.
The biting massacre.
The biting massacre.
Yes.
Joe Biden.
Everybody was they got beaten by the chihuahuas.
Yeah.
When they
biting.
Yes, the government. They sent them into the town.
Really?
Because we did too much magical realism.
Yeah.
Because my grandmother, she laid down and butterflies came out of her pussy and painted a rainbow that represents a right-wing fascism as sponsored by the United States government.
I love Latin people, especially big booty Latinas, but they got to stop believing in ghosts. They got to stop believing in ghosts.
That's what Hispanic women can do to fight climate change is they can stop believing in ghosts.
Yes. Okay. Okay, I think we got some.
Because
there.
A big part of that is Santeria. So all of the candles, if you consider the carbon emissions from all of the candles being lit by superstitious Mexican women, that they are probably the number one contributor to climate change, and therefore
it's up there with the auto industry.
Yes. Yeah. Well, number one, impoverished Mexican women lighting candles.
Yeah.
So they should be in jail.
Yeah.
For starters.
First off.
Or at the very least, forced to buy Teslas.
Yes, I agree. Oh, to offset the climate. Yeah.
That's right.
Their carbon.
It should be illegal to drive whatever the car they have now, and they should be forced to buy cars made by companies that are subsidized by the United States government.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. That'll show their asses.
Yes.
What else? I don't know, Guillermo. I mean, I. Do you want to be our Guillermo on the show, or? I mean, Nick and I kind of in a. Like in the movie Borat. Where
I would like to be returned to work.
Yeah. In the movie Borat where they put the bag over Pamela Anderson and they tried to get married to her. Nick and I kind of did that to you.
That's right.
While you were at work.
Because
we thought you were the Guillermo from the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Yes. You dressed up in an Elmer Fudd costume and said, "Beware the quiet.
Yeah.
I am hunting Guillermos."
Yeah, it's true.
And nobody laughed at it, but you kidnapped me.
Yeah. It wasn't very funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not a lot of things that are very funny on this show yet.
What are you talking about? Decent episode.
We're going to have to work it out.
We're going to get it together, baby.
Number one is we have to get air conditioner.
Dude, it is
so that the boss we hire doesn't have a violent episode.
It's true. Violent crime goes up when the heat goes up.
When the heat temperature goes up, the boss, she comes out of her office and she starts going, "Girl,
I'm about to get violent." Yeah.
And then she.
Scientists call it the girl index, right?
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that because they used to call it El Nino.
Yeah, they did.
That's how they used to blame climate change. They used to just say, actually, it's just Mexico.
It's some little boys.
It's some little boy Mexican thing.
It's one little one. And one little boy.
Luckily, now we have white liberals to let us know that it's actually black women's fault.
It's black. Yeah. El Baus.
Okay, I'm back. Moving on to the next segment, donating to a cause. That's going to be a big thing here.
Really?
Yeah. So you're going to find like they're like a climate change thing.
Yeah.
You're going to force other people
to donate.
We're not going to donate shit ourselves.
No.
We're going to find other people. We're going to tell the audience they got to donate their money to some kind of climate change thing.
Yeah.
You know.
And then what are we going to do for them?
Nothing.
What do you mean? We're not going to like
no,
do...
We just, no, we look like good guys for directing people
if
there.
We're making other people spend their money.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And we're raising money and awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the donation segment.
Okay, that'll go in the show.
Show progress update. Dream analysis. I think we should bring that back. You know,
we can bring that back for
that.
That kind of
has to happen
episode.
Organically.
Yeah.
Maybe the smart move would have been to end it with Guillermo asking you questions.
We could have done that.
Dream. Have you ever had a fever dream?
Yeah, I certainly have.
Have you?
Yeah.
What was the fever dream?
No, I mean, I don't know. I woke up. I had a fever.
What was the fever?
102.
But what was the dream, I guess?
I don't remember.
Okay, great. Dream analysis over. The dog mauling segment, that was pretty good. But we
people
should
like that.
Yeah, we should have a more animal-related,
yeah.
You know, so an animal thing. I can't stress this enough. This show is not going to work unless there is more animal stuff.
Yeah, we have to have animals come on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and different types of animals. Maybe we can get the pangolin that
this
started
is,
the coronavirus.
This is where in the past we'd maybe do something like, which animal do you think has the biggest prickadillo?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we'd say something like that.
Yeah.
And then we'd go, animal, biggest dick.
Yeah, we could look that up.
And then maybe one of us would say, like, now, do you think it counts if the animal itself is big? Or do you think the ratio of dick to animal is big?
We'd really break it down scientifically.
And then we'd look up, you know, something that, you know, we'd look up an article about animals' biggest penis.
Yeah.
And then we'd say that
and then we'd find a video of a walrus blowing himself at a sea world.
And then we'd be like, no way, that's crazy. Ha 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 ha.
All right, all right, all right. Ha 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 ha. All right, all right, all right. Yeah, but we're going to be mature with animals on this show.
Yeah,
that's not
the kind of stuff we're going to do.
We're not going to have an animal come on the show and ask to see its penis.
What we're going to do is we're going to get Dr. Fauci on and ask him why he put those beagles in
allegedly.
Yeah. I guess that's not true. That's like a hoax story.
Wait, the dog thing is a hoax?
For the purposes of not violating the YouTube community guidelines.
Not true.
Dr. Fauci has never done anything but good stuff to protect us from
beagles.
From a natural virus that was not.
Come on. You know, we can't.
Can't say what?
You can't say it sarcastically.
I'm not saying it sarcastically.
Yeah, you are.
I'm sorry. You feel that way.
You got sarcasm in your voice.
I don't have sarcasm in my
voice. Say it. Confidently, from a natural virus.
It is a natural...
Say it confidently.
It is a virus that came from a Chinese person eating a pangolin. And that is the official story.
Yes.
And it came from a wet market.
And we're sticking to it.
And that's real. And any story to the contrary, you're a racist, fascist... And you deserve to be in jail. You should be for having the wrong opinion, regardless of whether, if more information comes out, you should be in jail. The longest penis in the animal kingdom.
Let's hear it.
The biggest penis of all belongs to the largest animal that's ever lived, the blue whale.
Oh, okay. That's easy.
Sorry. The average length of a blue whale penis is 8 feet. No way! Can you fucking believe that?
I think proportionally that's not that big.
Can you imagine what you would do if your dick was 8 feet?
All right.
I would be like, damn.
That was the old us, dude. Yeah. We're not doing that kind of shit anymore.
I would be using my dick. I wouldn't even have a remote for my TV anymore. I'd press the buttons from the couch.
No, we're trying to do philosophy.
We're doing the philosophy thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, in the animal world, okay, who gives a shit? All right, we got to find a little hot note to end the show on.
Okay.
So.
I thought the Guillermo thing was fine.
The climate change is big. Do you want this just peter out?
No, I mean, I think you were shitting on it.
Peter Parker.
I don't want
to. I wasn't shitting on it. I was not shitting on it. I apologize if you got that impression.
Yeah, I thought no, it was great.
It's more optimism and like you
we
know trying to stay fired up.
Yeah, no, let's get fired.
How
up.
Do you come off the court? Look, let's put it this way: this is us losing a game. It's going to happen. You know,
today?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Who do we lose to?
Ourselves.
That's just a daily experience. It's gonna happen. Man. That's just being alive, brother.
And it's like the whatever in sports they do, where it's the post game thing, and they ask the athlete, like, yeah. "Do you think George Floyd deserved it?" Or you know, like whatever they do to athletes, yeah. And they say, you know, just we got to show more hustle.
Yeah,
and,
It was like you know, we lost to a better team.
Great fucking work today, dude.
Yeah, you too, brother.
No, the monologue. I think you're really coming along.
You think I'm getting it together a little bit more?
Yes.
The speed thing you told me, I really liked.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I thought that was a good thing.
I got to figure out how to, the best way to just sort of guide, you know, mm-hmm. like whatever mm-hmm. feedback and
but I need,
feels constructive.
I think
to.
You like my idea about doing it a little bit more smug.
More smug is good.
Yeah.
More smug is good, and then also, if I would love it if maybe this week,
yeah,
try it out. Just get to a place where I can just give you the monologue jokes without having to read through them maybe four or five times before we do the show. That way, you can do them live, and like you're feeling them out as we go through them because I think it'll make it a little more natural.
You're saying that I have to read the not read them at all?
Maybe not read them at all.
Okay, we'll try
maybe
that.
Maybe we can find. This was I remember in the, for the learning disabled classes that I took in school.
Yeah,
is they had extra reading comprehension lessons. Maybe I can dig some of those up, and we can just go through them, and see if that maybe they're like kind of like reading comprehension exercises and
like that'll worksheets or something.
Yeah, worksheets exactly.
Okay,
and like to make learning fun.
Yeah,
and make the process of reading through the reads more fun, and also not as much of a struggle. You know,
I don't know about a struggle.
I mean, yeah, you know, whatever, however you would describe it, but right. But yeah. Okay, so folks, patreon.com/cumtown. You can check out premium episode every weekend, and then there will be changes coming very soon. Initially.
We are really excited about them, genuinely, guys.
Dude, for real. This is going to be awesome.
It is really going to be awesome.
And it'll be a slow transition. So for, well, not a super slow transition, but for now, it'll at the very least, you're still going to get the premium audio episodes.
You're going to get the premium audio episodes. You're going to get the weekly free episode.
Yes, but I'll tell you, what, the Adam Friedland Show, you get in on the ground floor. You come in as a production assistant now. You're going to get to watch this thing transform and evolve into somebody or something that is at the very least a hilarious money pit and a horrible investment.
You will get to watch two men that didn't deserve any of this.
Yeah, lose it all.
Blow it.
Lose it all, but get a couple of fun costumes in the process.
Yeah, we have been really focusing on the costume.
We're going to have at least a very cool lookbook by the end of this.
I'm stoked on that.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Adam Friedland Show. We'll be back next week and with a very special guest, Simon Pegg, who we ran into
last night. I asked him to do the show.
And he said
no.
He said, well, he said I would.
He said
we
I would.
We ran into him at the Bowery Hotel. He
and
said
he
I would.
And pointed to his PR guy.
Some guy.
Yeah,
and, some guy. But he's... Simon Pegg, next week on the Adam Friedland
Show. So just hit up Simon Pegg.
Hit up Simon Pegg.
Get the whole army together say that guy that harassed you, the Bowery Hotel, he's actually a good guy.
Yes. We're going to rehabilitate Adam Friedland's image with Simon Pegg, get him on the show.
Yeah.
And maybe have our own little British Guillermo. Maybe make him do an hour of Guillermo.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's an actor.
He's a great actor.
We can cast him as our Guillermo.
Yeah,
maybe we can cast him as Chinese Guillermo. Let him figure that out. Maybe as his highbrow British comedy. Have him, you know, how about Shaun of the China? He could do that and go.
Yeah.
Simon Pegg, Shaun
of
the
China,
China,
go.
Go and go.